Kia ora and welcome back to Jules from NZ, the RPG A Day 2023 Takeover Episodes. Let's go! Kia ora, morena, tēnā koutou katoa. Hello and how are you all? Welcome back to Jules from NZ. Kei te pēhea koutou, how are you? How have you been? I have missed you. Well, I mean, kei te pai, I am good. I'm good. Look, it's been a lot. A lot of good stuff, a lot of bad, sad stuff, a lot of mental health challenges. Just a lot. To the point where I've actually stopped quite a few things, including this for a while. But it's August, and it's RPG A Day. And as I was thinking about that entire concept and how much fun and joy RPG A Day has brought me through the years and made me so connected to so many people out there that are still in touch to this day and reached out on Glitter when I was having a really, really bad day the other day, I thought, you know, I owed it to myself to pick back up this podcasting mic. Gorilla podcast. I'm doing it in my car with my phone again. None of this sitting in my cute little office in my studio. I'm just going to sit here and talk to you about my RPG journey. And you know what? I'm excited about it. So let's do this gorilla podcasting malarkey. Let's have some fun. So I'm going to talk to you about probably 7 days worth of stuff each time because I just don't know how often I can get on the mic. That's just truth. So we're going to go from 1 to 7 today. So our first prompt is first RPG played this year. So I had to look at my calendar for this one and my first ever RPG played this year was actually a Fate of Aizen podcast recording because that was the first one back. It was a fun looking week when I look back at my calendar because I had Aizen recording, then I had a Ghosts of Saltmarsh game, and then that same weekend I had a Wrath of the Righteous with Joey. So I don't know what you could do that was better than that, honestly, for a first week of 2023 gaming. That sounds pretty epic, honestly. So my first RPG game master is day number 2. So I've told this story a few times with like the kid who was like 12 in the library and how I found RPG because they were playing in the library at lunchtime and I was just reading books and comics and stuff in the library because I was a bit of a nerd even back then. I loved to read. And they were playing this cool thing at the table and I just kind of kept sitting closer and closer and closer until I got sort of invited into the game. So actually, was it intermediate? It must have been college. It must have been really early on in college. Wow. Now that I'm thinking about that and really imagining that venue, I don't remember the Tower Intermediate Library. I remember the Tower College Library. Huh. I've always thought it was intermediate, but maybe it wasn't. It was college. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, you hit it literally here first. You know, I'm sad to say, but he didn't really make too much of an impact because he handed me a pre-gen, never really let me make my own decisions and stuff. And I kind of walked away from that whole experiment being like, huh, is that all it is? You know, some guy sits there and tells you what to do and you don't really get to make any of your own choices. And he keeps, you know, leveling your character and changing it for you and you don't really get to choose anything. Well, turns out it's not. So fast forward to like when I came back onto the gaming scene, because I hit it a couple of times over my life, bounced off it a few times, hit Magic the Gathering for a while, definitely stuck with that for a while, and bounced off a few other RP adventures in and amongst that too, where people got me to play a game and I was like, this is kind of lame. Every single time I thought it was dumb, it was more about the person running it than it was the game. And I'm so glad that I kept trying because way later, I'm in my in the mid to late 30s, a guy named Eric J. Tuller. He was a comedian over from America, and he sort of asked all of us if we wanted to play, and I was like, hell yeah, because I, you know, like I say, I'd bounced off it a few times, but I thought I'd give it another go, and with a bunch of cool people, like these awesome people, surely this time it would be different, and it was. We played Pathfinder first edition or second edition? I think it might have been second edition, actually, and it was pretty new, so we were all kind of figuring it out together. It was work, you know, building characters and trying to figure out how everything worked. But I had such a blast, like, just talking to these people and building this world and playing adventures and stuff, that I just wanted to keep going, and definitely did the work, you know. So that time it stuck. And I think that's the difference between a good game master and a bad one, right? Bad one can put you off the game forever. Good one can bring you into it for the rest of your life. So D3, first RPG bought this year. This is really hard to answer. And I was like, I have no way to know this. Because I've been buying a lot. Like a lot recently. But honestly, let's get honest about it. It's probably 5e, like D&D 5e, because I keep buying the source books and the adventure modules and bits and pieces for it online, like RPG drive-through extras, Roll20 sets, like all of these things. I've just been buying so much of it. My terrain is expanded enormously. That's a new word. Enormously. I've now got all the monster cards, all the spell cards, all the things, right? It's probably D&D 5e. But the only one that would take it on and maybe knock it off its pedestal is my second love, Tales of Equestria. Because this year I found a bunch of other adventures and stuff. And my favorite store in the world, BD&D, started selling them. So I pretty much now own every Tales from Equestria adventure. Almost. I'm so close. So that's pretty exciting and pretty fun. I love the fact that that is a thing. And I want to run them all. I haven't actually managed to run them all yet, and I really want to do that because I think that would be really fun. Sort of want to do like a whole complete run through from, because they like run on from each other, a lot of them do, which is, apologies, I just yawned on, well, guerrilla podcasting. I'm not editing that out. It is 7 a.m. over here, and I'm just trying to get this thing out before I have to go to work. Technically, I usually start work already, so I probably should hurry this up. Anyway, I make my own hours now that I'm an HR manager. Ooh. Okay. So yeah, probably 5e. Day 4. Most recent game bought. So most recent game bought is kind of tricky, actually, because I haven't bought a game, the last thing we bought. I mean, technically you could say that we bought the Wingspan Nesting Box recently, but it's not really an RPG. And it is, the Nesting Box is just like how to store all of the expansions for the board game Wingspan. By the way, Wingspan is sick. It is one of my top tier all-time favorite board games, and we replayability is very high, and we bring it out almost every week to play a game, which is why we got the Nesting Box, because it was annoying to have to choose which like game expansion we wanted to play and then pull out all the boxes and stuff. But now the Nesting Box is so big, it just doesn't fit like anywhere, which is kind of hysterical. We didn't really think that through, so I have to buy like a bookshelf for my board games now, which is getting extreme. Considering we don't even have that many. But and then the other complication is I came home from Free RPG Day with like a million games that some I got to play. So I ran some games for Free RPG Day. I ran Maze, which was honestly made me want to buy that product. I am BDND doesn't have it in store yet, but I did ask them to order it in because I want to have a look at it. I definitely want to buy that product after playing the game in RPG Free. And we don't have time to talk about that today, but maybe this will like spur me to get back on the mic and tell you about all the cool things that I've been experiencing. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. So I got to run Maze. I got to run Pathfinder 2E. It was my first time properly running a game of Pathfinder 2A, and my cheat sheet notes did me well, only I forgot the penalty modifiers to like the second attack and then the third attack. So they were hitting my monsters a lot more than they should have been. To be fair, my monsters were hitting them back a lot more than they should have been at the same time. So at least everything was easy. And the hilarious thing about that was I remembered right after the game had finished. So I told them about it and I was like, I'm pretty sure I played this wrong. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to play like this. And they were all like, oh, that makes more sense. But, you know, we played the whole game like that. You know, I never claimed to be an expert Pathfinder 2E DM, but it was very fun. It was a continuation on from last year's RPG adventure. So last year it was a Fistful of Flowers, and this year it was A Few Flowers More. So you still continue to play as Leshies, which is kind of cute because it means that you've got like a two shot there. Pathfinder really thought that through. What they didn't think through is the character stats for some of the monsters and stuff, and there's no rules that come with these games. So you've literally got to know everything yourself because there's no rules for the GM. You just have to know how the game plays, which is kind of annoying for a free RPG day thing. You know, you're supposed to be able to sort of pick up the resource and play it. Would have been nice to have like a little combat guide or something in the front. Yeah. Anyway, notes for Pathfinder, right? Anyway. So what I mean is it's a bit complicated with the most recent game I bought, I guess. We also bought, what was it, Final Girl, I think, which is like a solo play card game type situation where you are the girl from the horror movie, and you have to try and make it through to be the final girl, you know? Yep, that's pretty good, but that's like more of a board game than an RPG again. Yeah. Oh, and I bought another fighting fantasy book, so I guess that kind of counts. That one kind of counts. Yeah, sure. Okay, day five. The oldest game you've played. Well, I mean, I assume that's got to be Pathfinder 1, I guess, or like that I've ever played. I don't know what version of Call of Cthulhu we were playing. I think that was 7E, so that's probably not that old. I did pick up recently Blue Box Advanced D&D, AD&D, which is pretty cool, honestly. A friend of mine was clearing out like an old dude's house and stuff, and she found it and she tucked it aside for me, which was pretty sick. So I have like this old Blue Box game, the box and everything, along with an AD&D like Dungeon Master's Guide, I think. So that's pretty cool. I think it's the Player's Handbook. Yeah, it's the Player's Handbook. And they're in really good nick. So that guy, whoever he was, like loved these books and kept them in really good condition. The box is a bit squashed, but you know, usual story. So I guess. But I haven't really played any of that. Although I did take an old Tower of Xenopus module for Ghosts of Saltmarsh, because the ruins of Xenopus's tower in the adventure right on Saltmarsh. So they wanted to explore it. So I took an old module of that and kind of converted it into our 5e game. So I guess that's kind of like playing the original, but sort of also not. Yeah, I mean, I guess the oldest game I've been playing is the Pathfinder 1E Wrath of the Righteous game with Joey, I guess. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I don't really play old games, eh? I play lots of new cool stuff things that people are discovering and putting out now. Yeah, I guess. Day six, favorite game you never get to play. Oh, I mean, that's obvious. It's definitely Tales of Equestria. It's my favorite game ever. I hardly ever get to play ponies. Every time I get to play ponies, I get so excited. It's kind of insane. And I guess that's, it's adorable and cute and I love it. What would you not love about the power of friendship being literal magic that gets you out of problem situations because you pull your tokens and then you manage to figure out the answer or the solution or the get your friend out of trouble? I mean, it's great. It's one of the most collaborative, cute games I've ever played in my life, and I will never stop loving it. Day seven, smartest RPG you've played. Smartest. What does it mean by smartest? Like, you have to be smart to play it? Because that's Pathfinder. Because if you don't remember to add your modifiers and which ones stack and which ones don't, it gets very complicated very quickly. There's a reason they nicknamed it Mathfinder. I did get to play Monster of the Week with Michael Sands, the guy who made it recently. We play tested one of his expansions where you were like it's another handbook, but it's like pre being monster hunters. So you're like level zero. You don't really have anything. You've got what, you know, a jacket and a radio and a torch, if you're lucky. And how you play that kind of determines what type of monster hunter you might end up with, like how you explored the world and what you were drawn to and what happened to you and stuff. And that game's pretty smart. I like the way that it plays. Everything is quite intuitive. You're leveling at the time. You get to use those bonuses as you play. I did find I was able to look at a very basic, like, 2-page character sheet and figure out not only how to play, but how to have fun RPing with it. He was telling us stuff about how to level, and I could see it really easily. So I guess Monster of the Week. And like I say, I was really lucky to be able to play it with Michael Sands. He is such a cool dude, really, really fun guy, very clever guy, very smart. I just had a blast. So yeah, big shout out to a Kiwi RPG maker too, to end off our first week of RPG A Day 2023. That's fun. And just like that, I did it. My first episode in ages. I'm sorry it's a short one. But look, I'm back. I did the thing. I'm proud of me. Maybe the next one won't be quite so scary. Big personal thanks to my gems, who I could not do this without, and I don't know why you've stuck with me, but for some reason you have. So thank you to Jason, Barry, Aaron, Ezekiel, Violet, Joey, Samsara, Carl, and BJ. You've all been amazing. Thank you so much. And I hope to chat more with you in Glitter because you're all awesome. If you're enjoying listening to this episode, thank you. I'm not going to ask any more than that. Just a big thank you. You can find me in a lot of other places. I am still on social media, although I have withdrawn from that a lot. But if you reach out, I am there. I refuse to call that platform its new name. So Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, most places you can find me as Jules from NZ, but it's J-U-L-Z from NZ. I'm all over that place. And then I'm on a bunch of different Discords around the internet. I am completely absolutely swamped right now doing the Yes And charity stream, which goes live for 24 hours on the 26th and 27th of August. So we've been doing a bunch planning for that, and it's been probably one of the most stressful charity stream organization periods of my life. It's had the most drama a project of ours has ever had, and I think it's probably one of the triggers for a really bad patch for me. So, but we're pulling through. Luckily, most of the people who are in the stream don't know how bad it has been behind the scenes and how ugly and just not nice to be around it has been. So but we've sorted most of that now, I think, and I'm going to pull through and try and raise some money for charity, because that's what Penny and I came here to do originally, and we're just going to go back to the basic roots of what we were trying to achieve and sort of simplify things a little bit going forward, I think, and just get back to the basics of trying to do good things with the game that we love. So yeah, I didn't mean to rant about that, but apparently that's still really on my mind, so that's fun. Also, I think I'm going to end this episode with some notes about mental health. If you're in New Zealand, 1737 is a really, really good government-sponsored service in which you can phone or text for professional mental health support. There's counsellors and all sorts of cool resources right at your fingertips. By texting or calling that number, you can be talking to someone who can really help, which makes all the difference when you're in a really bad spot and you just don't know what else to do. So if you're not in New Zealand, sorry, but trust me when I say there is a service out there that does exactly the same thing in your country too. So let your fingers do the walking if you're having a bad day and you just need to reach out and talk to somebody, because there is absolutely somebody out there who wants to listen and wants to help. So don't be scared to reach out if you need to. I think I'm going to end it there. So, ino hora, ka kite ano, aroha nui, goodbye. I will see you again soon, and I love you loads. Bye. Mwah.